This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It is Jordan Gregg stepping into the center circle against Logan Rosentrater. 6'4 against 6'7. The Toppers, decked out in their orange uniforms, they will be heading south to north, or from right to our left, as the tip is won by the Cavaliers. Frazier will bring the ball across midcourt, and it looks like the Toppers are going to start off in a man-to-man defense. He'll kick it over to Bowman on the wing, then Frazier will get the ball back, looking for somebody to pass through. Can't find anybody, so he goes to Rosentrater in the high post. Now off on the wing it goes to Roper. Roper stops at the free throw line on a little dribble drive, gives to Bowman. Bowman goes to the hole, and he's going to draw the foul on Drake Hayden. So it didn't take long for Bowman to head straight to the basket and for Drake Hayden to pick up the first foul. Ben will shoot a pair, and the first one catches back iron and kicks off. He'll get another. Just underway here at Carlinville High School. Hang around all night, folks. North Mac at Auburn comes up next. Bowman misses both the free throws. Greg comes up with a long rebound, kicks it out to Payton. He'll set things up and give it over to White on the left wing. White will go back up to Payton, and they'll set the offense up. Swinging up to the top in the high post is Tester. He'll set a screen for White, who kicks it over on the wing and gives it off to Schreiber. Schreiber will dribble drive, then a backdoor cut. Two passes to the wide open Tester for an easy two, and he'll go to the line as he was hacked in the act. So Tester comes up with a layup on a backdoor cut. Bowman will come up with his first foul, so each team with one foul here in the early going. Tester to the free throw line, can't complete the three-point play as he comes up short. Bowman comes away with the rebound, and the Cavaliers will head back the other way. We've played a minute. 2-0 is the Topper lead. Bowman with the ball off to Frazier. Frazier looking over on the wing, wants to give it to Walton. Now he does. Walton on a little dribble drive, going to skip pass across to Roper. Roper will drive to the free throw line, kicks it off his leg, but he regained control. Picks the ball up and gives it off to Frazier. Frazier dribbles between the legs, and now he'll swing it over to Roper and then get it back. Frazier back to Roper over on the right wing. Cutter's going through. There goes one. There goes two. Now here goes Bowman with a little drive. Instead, he'll kick back out to Roper. Roper on a dribble drive, going to give it off to Frazier. Frazier going to give it off to Bowman. Bowman doing a little weave dribble there. Goes behind his back. Now he tries to go down the left side of the lane. It's closed off. He'll pick his dribble up and give it to Rosentrater. Rosentrater going to dish it off to Roper. And they're just being very patient, are the Cavaliers, working against this Hillsboro defense. Roper passed, and he thought the back door was going to be open, but just as the Bowman zigged, he should have zagged. Ball is thrown out of bounds for turnover number one. Easterday will enter the Cavalier lineup as Roper will have a seat. Jarrett Easterday, a 6'4 junior, as now the Toppers want to get their offense set up. Cavaliers are in a 1-2-2 zone. They'll swing the ball around top to Schreiber into the baseline. Tester's up, and it's good. Tester with a baseline jumper on the right side from about 8 feet out. Give him 4 points. Give the Toppers a 4-0 lead. Frazier will set things up. It's a 1-4 high with a post on each elbow. Cutting through the corner was Walton. Couldn't find him, so they give the ball back up top to Easterday. Easterday holding the ball high over his head, tries to throw the ball in the Rosentrater. It goes off of his fingers, and the Toppers come away with it. Two miscues for the Cavies here in the early going. White comes up with a jumper. It's partially blocked, and Easterday corrals it for the Cavaliers. 4-0, Hillsboro with the lead, Carlinville with the ball. Frazier over on the right wing, out at the free throw line extended, gives off to Bowman. Bowman stops on the dribble drive at the free throw line, then he'll pull back and give it to Frazier. Frazier from the elbow, tosses it in to Rosentrater. Rosentrater trying to go to the basket, has the ball taken away from him, then he's able to get it back, and he goes up to the basket the second time. He's going to be fouled, and I'm not sure who they're going to call that foul on. It looked like it might have been Gregg getting the foul, and it is. As Jordan Gregg's going to get a blocking foul, his first. Cavaliers will inbound. 4:53, clock went off, and now it came back on, thank goodness. Frazier with a nice pass to Bowman, inside up off the glass, rolls around, won't go down. White comes away with the rebound. Back the other way, go to the top of it. White on the dribble, picks it up, dishes it over to Gray. Thought about a three, and then the city says, let's give it down in the corner to Payton. Payton gets the shot to drop, and he'll pick up a two just inside the three-point line. Payton averaging about 12, gets his first 2 points of the game, and it's 6-0, Hillsborough with the lead. Over on the wing, it goes to Roper, back into the lineup. Off to Bowman, he'll go over to Frazier for a three. Comes up a little bit short. Greg skies for the rebound. Back the other way, Payton comes quickly on the dribble, picks it up, goes to Tester. Baseline drive up, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Coming up with it is Schreiber, who puts it back in. Alex Schreiber in the right place at the right time. Picked that one off the glass, put it back in. It's 8-0 halfway through quarter number one. Toppers with the lead, Cavies with the ball. Walton out of the free throw line extended over on the right side. He wants to drive inside. Instead, he'll kick over to Frazier. Pass is almost intercepted. Back to Walton. Shot rolls off the rim. Will not go. Hester comes up with the rebound. Kicks it out quickly to White. And the Toppers are on the move again. Over to White. He'll set up for the three. Nope. A little long, a little strong. Roper comes up with the rebound, and Coach Cooper says, I need a timeout. As he takes a timeout with 3:33 to go in the first quarter, trailing 8-0, Cavie timeout. We'll take a break, too. You're listening to WSMI. Jarrett Easterday getting a bit of applause from the student section of the Cavaliers. They're seated over there on the bleachers, and there was a little bit of something still left on the floor. He goes out and does a little cleaning. Now we're ready to go back to live action. Cavaliers bring the ball down, and the ball is passed out of bounds. They're going to say last touch, however, by the Toppers. So the Cavaliers will inbound with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0, Toppers with the lead, Cavies with the ball. Easterday, the trigger man, gets it into Bowman. Thought about a 15-footer, pulled up instead, gives it off to Roper. Roper down the lane, sky flies, can't get the shot to drop. Wide open layup, and he'll tell you, I should have made that one. But that's the way things have been going for the Cavaliers early. Down at the other end, White, on the other hand, he drives the right side of the lane. He gets it off the glass, kisses the glass, off the iron, through the net it goes. 10-0, Toppers with the lead. Bowman inside to Easterday. Errant pass is a little low. It was kicked off. They're going to say last touch. Yeah, they're going to say last touch for the Cavaliers. So the Cavaliers not putting any points on the board, but they put the turnovers up because they've had at least three already unofficially. White will bring the ball down on the dribble, kick it over on the wing, as he will give it to Keaton Pruitt just into the ball game. They'll try to go inside to Greg, and he's tied up by Frazier. It was a tug of war over that basketball. They'll call a jump ball. Neither one wanted to give up. Toppers have the arrow, so they'll maintain possession. Rosentrader will re-enter the Cavalier lineup as Walton will have a seat. Also coming in is Colin Gibble for the Cavaliers. As having a seat was Riley Roper. Now it is White with the ball over on the wing. He'll go inside to Schreiber, back out to Greg on the baseline. He wanted to drive. He creates a little space, goes up strong off the glass, and gets the shot to drop. And that becomes the fifth starter for the Toppers to have scored. All five starters have scored in the game. As the Cavies now find themselves trailing 12-0. To Rosentrader on the elbow. To Frazier, pump fake, gets the defender in the air, then goes skyward and draws the foul against Peyton Tester. Tester will pick up his first. That's the second team foul against the Toppers. To the free throw line goes Joe Frazier. Cavies 0-for-2 from the charity stripe here tonight. Joe's going to see if he can't get the Cavies on the board as he eyes the first one, tries the first one, can't buy the first one. It comes up a little bit short. Payton comes up back into the ball game. White's going to get a rest. Landon Carroll will also enter the game, and Tester will get a rest. It was Joe Vanzo rotating 7 or 8 through the lineup. Second free throw is up and good by Joe Frazier. As he picks up the first points of the night for the Cavies, they trail 12-1. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. On the dribble is Payton. He'll go over on the wing. Dish it off to Pruitt. Keaton Pruitt on a dribble drive. Going to kick it out top to Schreiber. Schreiber around to the free throw line to Payton in the corner. Shots up. Comes up a little bit short. Coming up with a rebound is Gibble for the Cavaliers. Back the other way, it's Frazier. He's going to stop. He's going to kick it out in the wing to Roper for three. Nope, will not go. Easterday fighting for the rebound has it knocked off of his hands. And Topper said, well, I didn't get hold of it at all. And the referee said, yeah, I think you did. And the man in black and white gets the last save. It'll be Cavalier ball. They'll bring it in to Frazier. Over in the corner, he'll go low to Rosentrager. He wants to spin, but Greg's refusing to let him into the lane. So he'll kick it back up and go to the high post. Now Rosentrager gets the ball at the free throw line and gives it off to Roper. Briley on the dribble, going to pick it up and give it off to Frazier. Frazier from the elbow over on the right side. Stops, pops, comes up short. Fighting for the rebound. Nope, nobody can get to it as it goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Toppers of Hillsboro, who lead this one 12-1. Tester's going to come back into the lineup as Greg will get a well-deserved rest. And Landon Carroll will trigger the ball in to Drake Payton. Payton will bring it down slowly as we go towards the final minute of the first quarter. 12-1. It's been a Hillsboro Hilltopper quarter, to say the least. Tester with a little creating space with the forearm. Coach Cooper didn't like that. He tried to get the referees to call it. They would not. Back to Payton it goes. He's out at the head of the key. Now he'll dribble down the left side. Picks up his dribble to Tester across the baseline. His shot comes up short. Fighting for the rebound and coming up with it is Landon Carroll. They try to go inside. The pass is blocked and it'll go out of bounds. Coach Cooper is applauding Cavalier defense there. Rosentrager went to the floor trying to get a ball. White's going to re-enter the ball game for Coach Vanzo, as Alex Schreiber will get a break at the 42nd mark. We'll get a little bit longer break between quarters. Payton with the ball deep in the corner. Kicks it out top to Carroll. Carroll to White. And they'll back it out with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Toppers 12, Cavies 1. Little dribble drive there. Oh, Frazier got a hand on it but couldn't control it. And it's regained by Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt now dumps it off to Payton. Payton goes inside to Tester. A little left-hand swing shot. It rolls around and goes down. Tester with a little unorthodox move. He was off balance. He probably shouldn't have shot it. But it went in, and Coach says, way to go. Now Tester deflects the pass to the high post. Almost lost it. Frazier can't get a handle on it. Nobody can get a handle on it. With 1.6 seconds to go, the referee says, somebody in orange kicked that ball. So it'll be Carlinville ball under their own basket, looking for their first field goal of the game still. They have but one free throw. They will trigger in, as Roper will trigger in from under his own basket. Gets it in to Easterday for three. Nope, it will not go, and that's the way the first quarter ends. Hillsboro 14, Carlinville 1. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WFMI. As we head to second quarter action, the Cavaliers will get the ball, and they will proceed to turn it over for the fourth time tonight. Coach Cooper would like a do-over. Let's have a mulligan and play the first quarter over. However, Coach Vanzel says, no thank you very much. We'll take the 14-1 lead. Payton with the ball into the corner to White. His three-point shot comes up a little offline. Bowman comes away with the rebound. Cavaliers still looking for that first field goal. Have Frazier over on the left elbow. He'll give off to Bowman, who'll drive up off the glass. It won't go, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. And Spen Bowman made a good move to the basket. Got stopped from getting the shot to drop, but he'll go to the free throw line because the foul is going to be called on Drake Payton, and that will be Payton's second foul. Could be important as the game transpires. We shall see. Bowman, who was 0 for 2 from the free throw line in the first quarter, misses his first one here in the second quarter. Payton will have a seat as Keaton Pruitt, the 5'11 junior, replaces him. Bowman gets ready for the second one as he eyes it, tries it, still can't buy it. That one comes up short, and Greg comes up with the rebound for HHS. Back the other way, Pruitt with the ball gives it off to White. White dribbles between the legs and goes over on the left wing to Pruitt. Pruitt back out top, and they'll swing the ball back around to the other side to Schreiber. Schreiber to Test, trying to work a little high-low with Greg. A little bit too high for the big guy. It'll go over his head out of bounds for the first turnover of the night on Hillsboro. So the Cavies will get it back with 6:50 to go here at halftime. Still 14-1, Toppers with the 13-point lead. Frazier dribbling from right to left, goes to Bowman down low. Bowman takes two dribbles and gives it off to Easterday on the baseline. His baseline jumper no good. Bowman, as he got the rebound, was trying to put the shot up while he was still in the air. And they're going to say he got fouled in the act. He'll go to the free throw line as the foul is going to go against Keaton Pruitt. Against Pruitt, that will be his first. Against the Toppers, that will be their fifth. To the free throw line, Finn Bowman. I'm not going to say what he's done there so far tonight. What I will tell you is he made this one. So Bowman gets the point. He'll get another one. He'll take a couple of three dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. So he's made two in a row after missing his first four. And the Cavs have 3 points on the board. It's 14-3. Hillsboro with the lead. They'll go over on the wing, giving it off to Shriver. Shriver back up top to White. Thought about a three instead. He'll dish it over to Prutt on the wing. Tester's going to try that high-low pass again into Greg. This time it's deflected, but Greg comes up with it as he drives the baseline. Blocking foul going to be called against Rosentrader. There were some who thought he was set, but not a whole lot of argument there. Rosentrader will pick up his first. Take something just to stand in the way and remain there as Greg's come through. Inbound pass to Tester. He's a little bit far under the basket, but he arches that back, jumps up backwards, gets the shot to drop. 8 points for Tester. 16-3 is the topper lead. 6 minutes to go till halftime. Easterday over on the right wing. Free throw line extended. He'll try to go inside to Walton, and he will be fouled before he ever gets a chance to turn and shoot as Keaton Prutt got caught with his hand in a cookie jar. Prutt's going to pick up his second, so the Toppers have two with two fouls, and Prutt's going to have a seat as Landon Carroll will replace him in the Topper lineup. 16 fouls against Hillsboro, and so the Cavaliers will inbound and be in the bonus after the ball comes live. Inbounds it comes to Bowman. He lost control of it, then regained, then back to Fraser. Rolls off the rim, and it will not go. Point-blank range, and Joe couldn't get the shot to drop. Back the other way to go to Tester. He was making a move before he caught the ball. They're going to call him for traveling. I don't know if he ever had control of the ball, but in any event, the Cavaliers will get the ball back. 5:46 to go till halftime. Game number one of our high school doubleheader on Friday night here on WSMI. Remember to stay tuned. North Mac at Auburn comes your way immediately following this game. Frazier trying to get into Rosentrader, throws it just a little behind him. The Cavaliers have committed their fifth turnover. That time, Rosentrader kind of turned one way, and Fraser thought he was going to turn another. One of those in football, you'd say back shoulder pass, but he wasn't quite there. In any event, turnover number five on CHS. With the ball is Carroll. He'll go inside to Tester. Now back up top to Shriver. Shriver trying to get it over to White. Fraser gets a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds. Joe with some good defense. Gets the applause of Coach Cooper there. As the Topper will inbound in front of the Carlinville student section over on the stage. Comes into Tester. Tester's going to skip past to White over on the far baseline. His shot's up inside the three-point line. Give White two. He has four in the game, and it's 18-3. Toppers by 15. Fraser sets things up for the Cavaliers with 5 minutes to go till halftime. Over on the wing it goes to Easterday. Easterday looking to get the ball into Rosentrader. Rosentrader brings the ball down, which is something you should never do. He, however, has it knocked away and is able to get it back. Then as he goes back up to Bowman, Bowman spins, goes to the basket, and is fouled by Caden White. So White becomes the fifth Topper to commit a foul, his first, team seventh. Bowman to the free throw line will shoot the 1-1. Most recently, Ben Bowman made two free throws in a row. Make it three. Showing a little bit more confidence now as he toes that line and gets ready for his second free throw. He has three of the Cavaliers' 4 points. Make it 4 out of 5. So he's now hit 4 in a row, has Finn Bowman. Roper will come in back into the lineup as Fraser will have a seat. And Schreiber's going to get a break as coming in to the lineup is Nick Andre for Coach Joe Vanzo in the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. So Andre's going to cut through as Greg gets the pass. Greg goes on a dribble. He'll give the ball off to Andre. Andre, a 5'11 senior with a couple dribbles. Now he'll give the ball off and inside to Tester off the glass, and it's good. Peyton Tester averaging, as we said, around a dozen points a game. He already has 10, and we still have over 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Roper on the dribble. Gives it over on the wing to Easterday. Easterday drives into the lane, layups up, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Greg comes away with it. Tell you what, when Greg gets his paws on that ball, you better watch out. Long pass to Tester, again, a little too long, a little too strong. Turnover number 3 on HHS. with Carlinville trailing 20-5 as we hit the 4-minute mark of the second quarter. We'll inbound and bring it back down. Roper will set things up and try to drive into the lane. He'll stop and give it to Easterday. Easterday at the free throw line, extended over on the right side. Gives it to Walton. Walton on the drive. Has the ball go off of his leg? Nope. One referee had it going off of his leg. The other referee said it's Carlinville ball. They're going to switch the call and give the ball to Hillsboro. I think they got the call right, but my thinking sometimes is when you look at the scoreboard and see a team trailing 20-5, maybe you give them the benefit of the doubt, but such was not the case for the Cavaliers tonight. Payton's going to come back into the ball game with those two fouls. He'll set up over on the right wing and get the ball from White. He's looking for a shot at the elbow. Now he'll drive to the lane, dish it off to Tester. Tester's been top gun here in the first half. He tries to dish it off to Greg, and it's deflected out of bounds by Walton. Toppers will inbound as Andre will trigger underneath his own basket. Looking to Tester, gets the ball in. He's being guarded by Rosentrader, so he'll skip pass across the floor to White. White's going to go to the free throw line, stop and pop, a little long, a little strong. Roper comes up with a rebound. Briley will head down on the dribble, see if he can force the offense a little bit as we hit the 3:25 mark. To Easterday, off the glass for three, will not go. Roper with a rebound, off the glass, will not go. Cavaliers hitting that back iron and that backboard and just can't get a shot to drop. The other end, however, Greg takes it in. He's seen what Tester's been doing, so he puts the left-hand layup up off the glass, and it's good for Jordan Gregg, the 6'4 junior. He has 4 points. It's 22-5, Hillsboro. Down to Easterday. It goes on the low post to Finn. Off the glass, no good. Back the other way go the toppers as White has the ball on the drive. Stops, pops, and Finn, and it's good. Caden White with a smooth move across the lane at about 6 feet. Just a little finger roll. Got it to kiss off the front edge of the rim. Dropped right on through. Coach Cooper says, I need a timeout. 2:40 to go till halftime. 24-5, Hillsboro over Carlinville. Back after this one message on WSMI. Jennifer Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Whatever can go right has gone right for the Toppers. Whatever can go wrong has gone wrong for the Cavaliers. Coach Cooper used that timeout just to try to settle these guys down and say, hey, don't worry about the hole that we've dug. Let's just go one possession at a time and see if we can crawl back into this one. He'll give the ball off to Bowman down on the baseline on the left side. Back up top, it'll go to Frazier. Frazier loses control of the ball, being guarded there by Schreiber. Now he'll spin and try to pass it inside, and it's going to be deflected and stolen by the Toppers. Just been one of those nights for CHS. Tester at the free throw line extended, going to give the ball off as he'll dish it off to Andre. Andre will go back up top and give it off to Payton. Payton to White, who lost control and then regained it. We approach the 2-minute mark of the second quarter, 24-5. Toppers in control of this one. Payton being guarded by Frazier. Frazier deflects it. Now Bowman takes it away. The steal goes the other way, and Bowman gets the shot to drop. Ben Bowman, give him the 2 points. Give Joe Frazier an outstanding defensive effort. Turnover number 4 on the Toppers results in the Cavaliers getting their first basket of the game. Now back the other way, getting a little bit too anxious. Had a takeaway, and now they want another takeaway, but this time I believe they're going to catch, yes, they're going to catch Finn Bowman with his hand in the cookie jar. His second foul, third foul of the game for the Cavaliers. Toppers will inbound with 1:38 to go till halftime. White will bring it across midcourt, being guarded by Frazier. He'll pick his dribble up and give it off on the wing to Pruitt. Pruitt almost lost his dribble as he's facing a double team. He dribbles out of it and then kicks the ball off on the wing as he'll give it to Schreiber. Schreiber tries to drive into the lane. It's stolen. No. Couldn't quite get it. Frazier got a hand on it, but as he slapped it, it went right back into the Toppers' hand. Now a shot's up and no good. But just the way things have been going for the Toppers tonight, Landon Carroll comes in for the rebound and the putback. He has an easy 2 and makes it 26-7 as we hit the final minute of the first half. Walton with the ball gives it off to Roper. Roper swings it around to Frazier, who goes into the low post to Bowman. Bowman's trying to force his way into the lane. That won't work, so he'll kick it off to Easterday. Easterday looks high, can't get it to go, so he'll go back out top to Roper. Roper's going to dribble drive to the hole, off the glass, and good. Riley Roper with some determination there, going right down the middle of the lane, picks up his first 2 points of the game. Gives the Cavies 9. They trail 26-9 as we head to the final 30 seconds of the first half. On the dribble is Schreiber. He'll give it over to White. Now back up top to Schreiber. Over on the wing, it'll go to Pruitt. Pruitt looking for the shot. No, instead he'll pass over to the other side. Shot's up and no good. And so the Toppers with 15 seconds left will hold on for the final shot of the first half. They'll give it off to Schreiber. Now to White. Down to 7 seconds we go as White gives the ball to Chester at the high post. Caden going to get the ball back. He'll fire a long three up. It goes off the iron. No good. We have come to halftime. And at halftime here, it is Hillsboro 26, Carlinville 9. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back on WFMI. Jennifer Graham, our producer, back in the studio. She's doing double duty tonight as we have game one coming your way right now. It's halftime. Hillsboro with a commanding 26-9 lead over the Cavaliers. After this one, game two comes your way. Coming up next, it will be North Mac at Auburn. Tim Mize with the call of that one. Of course, both of these games on WSMI FM 106.1 and on WSMIRadio.com. Remind you that tomorrow we'll have Sports Saturday coming your way at 9:03 a.m. on WSMI FM 106.1. And then Sunday, don't look now, but the Fighting Illini have a two-game winning streak. It's going to be tested Sunday as they go to Ohio State to take on what perhaps is the best team in the Big Ten Conference. But anyway, it'll be a live broadcast coming your way at 10 a.m. Sunday on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. And with that, we're ready to get second half action started as the Toppers, leading 26-9, will get the ball first. White with a nice backdoor cut to Schreiber, and Schreiber finds the basket easily as nobody was covering the back door. So Schreiber, with an easy 2 points off the back door, gives him 4 points, makes it 28-9. Frazier on the dribble into the lane, gives it off to Bowman. Bowman drives the lane, lays it up, finger rolls, good. Ben Bowman, he's found a way to get to the basket, give him 8 points as he's picked up 2 field goals and 4 free throws to lead the way for the Cavies here tonight. Back the other way, White to Payton. Payton over on the left wing, goes back up top to Schreiber. Schreiber to White, White's over at the free throw line extended on the right side. He'll go to the high post to Greg, and they'll swing it back up top and go around the perimeter. White looking to bounce pass into Tester. Tester, once again, going to find Schreiber flying to the basket, and Schreiber says, hey, I find a lane to the basket, I'll take it. You get me the ball, I'll put it in. It's worked to perfection twice. Give Tester a good assist on that one. Give Schreiber his 6th point of the game. 30-11 as Rosentrader has a head fake as he goes to the basket, puts the ball down on the dribble, and dribbles it off his foot. The big boy says, I knew better than that. I should have just made a power move to the hole. He'll learn. He is a 6'7 junior. And the one thing he'll say about this year, it's a lot more fun being out on the floor than being over on the sideline. Payton from the left elbow gets shot to drop for his 4th point of the game, and it's 32-11, a 21-point lead for Hillsboro. Frazier's going to go to the lane. He stops. He'll spin. He'll shoot. He'll come up short. Ball was partially tipped. Yes, they thought. I wasn't sure the official was going to call it, but he does. And the Cavaliers will get the ball. They were all ready to go back on defense. And they said, wait a minute, you mean something finally went right for us tonight? Yeah, they get the ball back, and they'll get it another attempt. Easterday will inbound under his own basket, give it in to Frazier. Thought about a three, takes a dribble, and then stops. Pulls the ball high above his head, gives it off to Easterday, who's gone out to the head of the key. Now back to Frazier, 4-3. Bottom of the net. Joe Frazier with the tray. Gives him 4 points. Nice release, nice follow through. I know that's one of the things he's been working on. And it paid dividends there. Back the other way. White stops in the lane, gives the Tester on the baseline. His shot won't go. Payton is skying high as he almost caught that one before it got below the rim and put it back in. A 20-point game, 34-14, Toppers by 20. Frazier on the drive down the left side of the lane. Off both feet, up and good. Joe Frazier with a good power move as he did that jump stop, little head fake, got the defense up in the air, and then he went skyward for his 5th point of the quarter, 6th point of the game. 34-16, Toppers by 18 to Tester, looking inside for Greg. Instead, he'll go back up top, they'll reverse the ball to Schreiber. Now to Greg. Oh, Greg wanted to hit Tester inside. Instead, he'll pump fake, come up a little bit short. There's Schreiber who tips the ball, but Finn comes away with it. Finn Bowman, that is. And Bowman brings the ball down to Frazier. Frazier comes down the hole. His shot will not go, but he'll draw a foul. This one will go against Alex Schreiber. Schreiber will pick up his first. We'll send Frazier to the free throw line. Joe's 1 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. Got 5 points in the quarter, 6 points in the game, looking for number 7. Spins that ball around his waist, bends those knees, eyes it, tries it, nope. Rattle around, won't go down. So let's try this again. He'll see if he can get his mechanics straightened out here. Around the back, one dribble, eyes it, tries it, yep, he buys it. Made the correction there. Give him 6 in the quarter, 7 a game. Roper will replace Bowman in the Cavalier lineup. We head to the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. It's a 2-1 advantage for the Toppers. 34-17, they have the Cavaliers double. White on the dribble, comes across midcourt. He'll hold things up as they'll set up a box defense. One on each block, one on each elbow. Now they'll spread things out. Coach Banzo didn't like what he saw, so he'll take a 30-second timeout. 4:49 to go, third quarter, 34-17. Toppers will be back after this one message on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Toppers will inbound with 4:44 shown on that third quarter clock. Payton's going to drive the left side of the lane. Then a little swing pass as he looped it across to Tester. And Tester says, thank you very much. He got it easy, too, off the glass on the right side. Gives Payton the outstanding assist. Makes it 36-17, back the other way. Easterday, high off the glass, will not go. White comes away with the rebound. He forces the issue on ahead to Payton. Nice shot as he took that one up left side of the basket with a right-hand reverse layup. 6 and a quarter, 8 for the game for Payton. Give White an outstanding assist as he had a half-court pass to get him wide open there. Back the other way, Cavaliers' Frazier is going to try a three. It comes up short, goes out of bounds. Ball goes back over to the Toppers as we hit the halfway mark of the third quarter, 38-17. Toppers by 21. Payton to White over on the right free throw line extended. Now they reverse it back to the other side. Payton's going to drive, stop and pop. Shot will not go, fighting for the rebound. Rosentrader comes away with it. Back the other way go the Cavaliers. Down quickly goes Walton to the hole, off the glass, and good. Will Walton with his first points of the game, a nice drive on the right side of the lane. Back the other way, Toppers want to duplicate it. They'll go into Tester. It's going to be a blocking foul called against Hillsboro as Schreiber was trying to get the pass off, but he was so concerned about the pass, he forgot and ran into the defender, drawing the charge. So that'll be turnover number 5 on Hillsboro. Gives the ball back to the Cavies, who trail 38-19. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Walton with the ball over on the right wing. Swings it back up top to Roper at the free throw line. Now back up top to Easterday for 3. Bottom of the net. That's the first we've heard from Jared Easterday. The 6'4 junior drops a tray. Second 3 of the quarter for the Cavaliers. Draws them to within 16, 38-22. Lead lob into Greg. Reverse layup is up and good. Playing big-time ball there as they found Jordan Gregg streaking to the basket. They led him with a diagonal pass up and over the rim. He goes on the reverse layup. Gregg with 6 points. 40-22, HHS with the lead. Roper stops, gives it off to Frazier. Frazier drives baseline, spins, shoots off the glass, will not go. Skying is Payton with the rebound. He's going down the floor looking for the man inside, not there. So Payton says, I'll fake the pass and take it myself. 2 points at halftime had Drake Payton. Now he has 8 points in the quarter and 10 in the game, and all of a sudden he's in double figures. Rosentrader with the ball over on the block on the far side. Tester's going to be called for a push as the two guys are playing big-time ball inside. Tester will pick up his second foul. That'll be the third foul on the Toppers as Keaton Pruitt will replace Schreiber in the lineup. And now Garrett Hamby will replace Greg as he'll take a break. As Hamby makes his first appearance of the game. Inbounds pass comes in to Frazier. He'll take a baseline jumper. It's up, comes up short. Tester comes up with a rebound. Back the other way will go the Toppers. As White will set the offense up. Into the corner. It'll go off to Payton. Back up top looking for Pruitt. Now they'll swing it up top to Payton. Over on the left wing, it'll go to White. Inside 2 minutes, we go for the third quarter. Tester setting a screen for White. Baseline jumper's up and good. White with his eighth point of the game. He had two in the first quarter, four in the second quarter, two more here in the third quarter, give him eight. Give the Toppers a 44-22 lead. Frazier to the free throw line. Little backdoor cut for Walton. Let him a little too much. Turnover number nine on CHS. Gibble and Bowman will replace Rosentrader and Frazier in the Cavalier lineup. Toppers will inbound with 100 seconds to go in the third quarter. They have the Cavaliers doubled, 44-22. Payton to the free throw line, kicks it over on the wing to White. He'll fire from three-point land, bottom of the net. 3 points on the board for Caden White. That is 5 1/4 and 11 for the game, and I believe that's the first tray of the day for the Toppers. Yes, it is. On the other end, they'll go the other way. Walton goes to the basket, and he's going to get hacked in the act from behind. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Walton will shoot two as this foul is going to go against Payton. And on Drake, that will be his third. Walton makes that first free throw. So after going 5 for 10 in the first half, the Cavs are 2 for 3 in the charity stripe here in the third quarter. As Walton will eye the second one, try the second one. Nope, can't buy the second one. Coming down with the rebound is Hamby. Back the other way, they'll go into the corner. Back up shot is no good by Hamby. Rebound comes down to Walton, and with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter, the Cavs will bring the ball back down the other way, trailing 47-23. Into the wing, shots up by Gibble for three, comes up short. Tester with a rebound, wants to lead White, but threw it too far. Finn Bowman comes up with a loose ball, turnover number 6 on HHS. Cavaliers have committed 9. They settle down a little bit as they had 7 in the first half. Bowman with a pass to Gibble. Gibble with the ball, the 5'8 junior, going to pull it out and set things up. Looking over on the wing to Easterday for three. Nope, a little long, a little strong. White comes up with the rebound. He wants to force the issue. It's 3-on-2. He'll go inside and kick it back to Tester. His shot will not go, fighting for the rebound. Easterday comes up with the rebound. As Tester had hold of one of his hands. I guess holding hands is not forbidden in high school basketball. Back the other way, Bowman's shot rolls off the rim. Walton on the rebound. His shot's deflected. It will not go. Walton gets a third one. Nope, he couldn't get control of it. White comes away with it on the horn. He shoots, and it will not go. Three quarters of entertaining basketball, to say the least. Shoots Hillsboro with a 47-23 lead over the Carlinville Cavaliers. Back with the fourth quarter after this on WASMI. We're ready for fourth quarter action. The Cavaliers will get the ball to start the quarter. They find themselves trailing 47-23 and immediately give the ball away. But then Christian Hernandez, just into the ball game for the Toppers, returns the favor as he slides his pivot foot after he picked his dribble up. So it'll be Cavalier ball once again. Michael Byatt into the ball game. Gives it off to Roper, who goes bottom of the net from three-point land. So Briley Roper comes up with a three to go along with a two, give him 5 points, and it's 47-26. Payton to Greg. He'll do a little dribble weave. Back up top, it'll go to Pruitt. Pruitt's shot is inside the three-point line. They'll give him two. It's a long two for Keaton Pruitt, who gets his first 2 points of the game. Back the other way, Gibble with the ball. On a dribble to the head of the key. Now he'll want to go down the right side of the lane. Lose control of the ball, but coming up with it is Bias. He'll swing it up top to Roper. Riley will set things up, give it off to Easterday, who thought about a three. Now to Bowman, who had the ball go off his foot. However, coming up with the loose ball is Bias. His shot will not go, and the Toppers come away with a rebound. They'll go the other way as Pruitt going to drive baseline, lose control, and then regain control as the ball was like a pinball going around there. He's going to be fouled in the act by Colin Gibble. Gibble will pick up his first foul of the night. And to the free throw line will be Keaton Pruitt. His first trip there tonight. He'll shoot two as he eyes the first one. Tries the first one, can't buy the first one, comes up a little bit short. He'll get a second one at the 6:45 mark. 49-26 is the Topper lead. Chris going to take three or four dribbles, spin that ball in his hand, eye it again, try it again. This time he'll buy it. So he goes one for two from the charity stripe. Pruitt with 3 points on the evening. Makes it 50-26. Bowman with the ball. Going to drive to the elbow and try to spin. He's met with a little resistance there, so he'll kick it off to Gibble. Gibble's going to try a little dribble drive. He gets stopped as well. Easterday on a backdoor cut. And there's going to be a reach-in foul called against the Toppers as Easterday was getting the ball right in front of the basket. Who will they call that one on? They're going to call that one on Payton. And Drake's going to pick up his fourth foul at the 6:28 mark. Comes into Bowman. Spins, going to dribble in and give over to Roper. Roper will pull out on the dribble and look for Finn coming across. They'll throw the ball away for turnover number 11. Back the other way. Shots up. And it's good. And that shot is good by Landon Carroll. His second bucket of the night gives him 4 points. Makes it 52-26. Once again, the Toppers have the Cavies double. Back the other way, goes by it. He spins and shoots off the front edge of the rim. Comes up a little short. Toppers come away with it as we go inside 6 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Remember, stay tuned. Game number two, North Mac at Auburn coming your way. Payton drains one from just inside the top of the key. Give him two on that. A dozen points for Payton on the night. Makes it 54-26. Back the other way, Easterday with the ball. Looking for Bias, cutting off the top. He's not open, so he'll hang on to the ball and then give it off to Gibble over on the right corner. Now back up top, it'll go to Easterday. Back up top for Bias. Shots up and no good. I'm sorry, that was Gibble on the shot. But in any event, Payton comes away with a rebound for HHS. Down the other way, pass goes inside to Greg. He was wide open, got off the glass, would not go. They fight for the rebound, and Gibble comes away with it for CHS. Greg may just be running out of gas. That one, he just couldn't get enough steam on it to get it to go in. Bowman with a nice little scoop shot at the other end. 10 points on the night for Finn Bowman, the 6'1 junior. He has 10 of the 28 points for the Cavaliers tonight. Hernandez with a pass over on the wing. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Hernandez. Christian's going to pick up his first. That will be 16 fouls. And now we're going to have some mass substitutions coming in. Let's see. We got Frazier back in there. We've got, looks like, Aiden Noggle has just come into the lineup. And he'll have the ball over in the corner. He'll kick it up top to Easterday. Easterday on the dribble, looking inside to Rosentrader, who just re-entered the game. He'll play a little triangle ball. Now back to Frazier. Thought about a three at the 4:30 mark. Instead, he'll go off to Walton. Baseline jumper's good. Will Walton, scoreless in the first half, has come up with 5 points here in the second half. Makes it a 54-30 count. Back the other way. It is Nick Andre with the ball. Andre gives the ball off to Schreiber. And Frazier with a takeaway. Turnover number 7. Frazier goes to the hole. They're going to call a charge on him. Coach Cooper cannot believe the call. Frazier, instead of getting 2 hard-earned points, is going to get 1 offensive foul, which will also go down as turnover number 12. As I said, it's been that kind of night for the Cavaliers. White on the dribble. Going to give the ball off to Schreiber. Schreiber going to go up on the wing because he'll give it off to Andre. Andre's going to drive, have his shot blocked by Easterday. Back the other way go the Cavies. Noggle on the dribble to Frazier. This time he'll stop and pop. It won't go. Tester comes up with the rebound. Pass ahead to Schreiber. Schreiber's going to go down the lane. Gives it off to White, stops and pops from 15, will not go, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, puts it in. Caden White with his 13th point of the game, a nice follow of his own shot. He knew it just didn't look quite right, so he went after it, got the rebound, got the puck back. Now, Rosentrader's going to go to the basket. He's going to have his shot partially blocked. It'll go out of bounds, and it will be Carlinville ball. Caden Lemon coming into the ball game, as is Hernandez and Dylan McCamick. a 6-foot sophomore into the lineup for HHS as well. Cavies will inbound, and Frazier's going to get a three on that one. Frazier's going to be in double figures with that one as he'll pick up three and go to 10 points for the game. Back the other way, Hernandez with a shot will not go. They fight for the rebound, and Hernandez bumped into him, the 6-foot sophomore. Got a little bit too aggressive inside. That'll be the 7th team foul on HHS. So that'll send Jarrett Easterday to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Sam Middleton getting ready to enter the game for Hillsboro. It's a 1-1, so they'll let him in the ball game. Hernandez will have a seat. As Frazier, Easterday gets ready to shoot the first of the 1-1. Catches back iron, will not go. Coming down with the rebound is Nick Andre. Good job there. The 5'11 sophomore really skying for that rebound. Now it goes back into the other corner to Lemon. Lemon will swing it back up top to Middleton. Middleton on a little dribble weave. Back it goes to Andre. Andre will stop and pop to the free throw line. It won't go. They'll fight for the rebound. Frazier comes away with it. He tried to make a lead pass, but it didn't quite get there. Going to be stolen by Lemon. Back the other way go the Toppers. Three-point shots up. No good. Sam Middleton couldn't quite make connections there. Back to Easterday it goes. 2:15 to go. Frazier for three. Comes up a little short. On the rebound is Andre. The 5'11 sophomore gets the rebound. They'll head the other way. He'll stop. He'll pop. It'll roll off the rim and will not go. Frazier will come up with the rebound, and they'll go like a horse race back the other way to Walton. Walton stutter step, got away with it. Shots up and no good. And there's Caden Lemon, the 5'7 junior, coming up with yet another rebound. Working hard to get the right position. If you're in the right place at the right time, you can get those rebounds. That's what Lemon did there. Back the other way, Mechanic with the ball. Going to give it off up top to Andre. Andre on the dribble with 100 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Inside they'll go. Turnaround jumpers up and good. As that time the shot was good by Grant Hamby. A nice little turnabout move by Hamby, the 6'2 senior. Makes it 58-33. Frazier back the other way. Stops and pops from 10. And it's good. Frazier, who's put up 5 1/4, has 12 for the game. Coach Cooper takes a timeout, and I think basically he's wanting to get players in the game. As they take a timeout, we'll take a timeout too. You're listening to WSMI. It was a brief timeout. As Coach Cooper said, I just want to get some subs in the ballgame with this. They get that accomplished. And now back we go to live action. Bias with a shot from the head of the key will not go. Toppers come away with it. They're going the other way, and it goes out of control. Off the hands of the Toppers, it'll go back over to CHS as Roper will replace Easterday in the Cavalier lineup with 49 seconds to go and the Cavies trailing by 23. Inbound pass comes in to Aiden Noggle. Noggle, the sophomore, brings it down on the dribble. He'll give it off to Bias. Bias off to Roper. He'll stop and pop and get the shot to drop. Roper with his 5th point of the quarter, and his 7th point of the game makes it 58-37. Down to 25 seconds we go. Hamby with the ball. Goes out top, and they'll give it off to Lemon. Lemon on the dribble, looking to go inside to Hernandez. He wants to spin. Reverse layup, no good. Rosentrader had it. Went out of bounds. They're going to say Hernandez. Nope, they're going to say it was touched before Hernandez got hold of it. So the Toppers, with 15 seconds to go, will get the ball out under their own basket. Grant Hamby will be the trigger person. He'll get the ball inside. It goes off to McCamick. Back it goes to Hamby, and Hamby's shot is no good. Going to be a foul reaching over. Going to be called on Hamby. That will be his first. With 9.9 seconds to go, they'll walk the length of the floor, and the Cavies will go to the free throw line. It will be Briley Roper to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. He has 5 1/4, 7 in the game, looking for number 8. He found it. He will get another one with Briley Roper. But he's drawn the Cavvies within 20, 58-38. Roper eyes the second one, tries the second one, buys the second one. So Briley has 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. And I believe the topper. The toppers are going to be called for a foul. And I thought they had the ball, which should have made it an offensive foul. But in any event, Rosentrader is going to go to the free throw line and shoot free throws. We won't question that. We'll just allow everybody's in the lane too soon. He makes it. Now we're going to have a referee's discussion because both teams were in the lane too soon. So we're going to have a double violation, and the official's going to say no basket, double violation. Alternate possession gives the ball back to the Cavaliers. What an odd way to end the game. Cavaliers will bring the ball down. Naga will fire up a long three, gets bottom of the net. So there was some good that came of it as Noggle gets the three. As the horn sounds to make our final score, Hillsboro 58, Carlinville 42.